program number LS214. Two men were eating in a restaurant. They were talking about life. One asked the other whether he believed in God. "Of course not," came the quick reply. "All our gods are dead, except technology." While few people have actually stated the matter in just those words, I suspect that, practically speaking, many are living as though he spoke the exact truth. It's as though the 23rd Psalm had been rewritten to read this way: "Technology is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on foam rubber mattresses. It leads me on four-lane highways. Its miracle drugs restore my health. It leads me into the psychiatrist's office for my ego's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the atomic bomb, I have no fear. Its jets and nuclear bombs and computers comfort me. Thou preparest new gadgets before me in the presence of every inconvenience. Thou anointest my head with the dry look. My alcoholic cup runneth over. Surely Medicare and Social Security shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the old folks' home forever." Now, you perhaps feel that's not really being fair to science and technology, and I agree, it isn't, because technology really isn't the culprit. Science has never declared itself God. It's only that some men so regard it. And when science is declared God, both man and science have been done a grave injustice. You know, I think it's sad, this thing that we've done. We seem to have lost Dante's vision of that love which moves the sun and the other stars. The vision of love has been replaced by a dream for power, and so we've reached out to the world around us. We've subdued it. All things are possible for us now. Our attainments are limited only by our ambition. We can reach out for the stars. Secrets of the earth have been unlocked. The trees and streams do our bidding. Our technology provides us with every comfort. Our industry fills our homes and cities with magnificence beyond the wildest hopes of our fathers. No longer do we fear the gods, for we can explain everything without them. No longer do we need to pray, for the secrets of the universe are being daily bared. We have increased the yields on our farms. Our cities gleam. The power of man is supreme. But I ask again, is this fair? Is it fair to science or man? Is it even being true to the order of our universe and the nature of man? Is our life really exhausted in a space journey to the moon? Can the secrets of moon rocks speak to the mystery of a crying child? You see, I marvel at our genius. I stand in awe of technological progress. I'm only asking that equal time be given to man's inner needs. At the World's Fair in Osaka, Japan, I saw the display of moon rocks, and every day I'm working with the thorns of men's hearts. And while the moon rocks hold much promise, they can't do much about the thorns of troubled hearts. Is it really necessary for men of power to dethrone the God of love? Is it not said that the God of love actually was the one who made man ruler of the earth? I saw a man go streaking to the moon, and I thought it was grand. I saw God gather a little child in his arms, and I felt love. And if the vision of power must crucify the being of love, then I think we ought to re-examine our vision, because somewhere in acquiring the power to do almost anything, we've lost the ability to love almost everything. And when we've lost love, we've lost each other. I'm Landon Saunders. Albert Einstein said, "Science without religion is lame. Religion without science is blind." I believe there is a hurt in man that inventions can't reach. Maybe you have thoughts to share. My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. This is Heartbeat.